My name is Wayne Marshall, and I'm the conductor for the Kurt Weill production of Mahogany.
So you play both piano and organ.
That's right.
What led you to these instruments?
Well, it's a long story. You know, I was three when I started to play the piano. I mean, I come from a very musical family anyway. And my parents, of course, used to go to church every Sunday, and we used to go along from very young. That's how I started, really, I mean, with the piano. And then when I was about 11, I started to play the organ. And I started having lessons, and the rest is history.
You're not only a soloist, instrumentalist, but also a conductor. How does the feeling of being on stage alone with your instruments compare to standing in front of a whole orchestra? Yeah.
Well, I enjoy both. I enjoy being a soloist, and you know, I bring my experiences from that to conducting. I mean, it's great to work with other ensembles and other people. The two complement each other a lot because, you know, obviously as a soloist, I mean, you know, I'm very much in charge of, you know, what I have to do as a soloist. But then I bring all my musical experience then to fruition when I'm working with the orchestra, and you know, it's great to sort of bring, in a way, this kind of collaboration together. And it's, you know, it's wonderful. It's a different discipline, of course, because I mean, I'm working with lots of people. But nonetheless, I mean, my job is to be well prepared and to know the music and to, you know how to rehearse and to get the best results out of what, you know, what I need to get.
What do you find so attractive about the music of Bernstein and Gershwin and all the others?
I mean, the main element, of course, is rhythm. I mean, rhythm is present in all music, I mean, whether it's Baroque or Romantic or whatever, but particularly with Gershwin and Bernstein, because, you know, I mean, I also play jazz too, so I understand this idiom very well. And I mean, with orchestras, when I'm working with orchestras, the most important thing to extract from the score is the feel. And this, of course, is not written into the music. It's something that I have to influence the orchestra to sort of encourage them, you know, not to sort of play what they see, but to sort of feel what they see, basically. And for me, it's a big challenge always, you know, to get in front of the orchestra, and every orchestra is different. This is what makes it even more interesting. There's no set pattern for it, but I mean, I know what I want, and it's a question of how I extract that from the players.
So Kurt Weill is also a contemporary of Gershwin and Bernstein, and he even lived for 15 years in New York and was successful on Broadway. So what have you discovered about Kurt Weill's music as you were preparing for Mahogany?
Well, for me, I mean, my first introduction to Kurt Weill was really through his American songs, because I used to work with an American singer in London when I lived in the UK. And so I was introduced very much to that side of Kurt Weill, which is very, very different from the German Brecht style. But, I mean, there are one or two similarities in some ways. In a way, there are two different schools of thought. I mean, one could compare someone like Korngold, I mean, who also had two different styles, music languages, because he obviously lived in America, and then when he was living in Germany, I mean, he was obviously composing in a very, very romantic way. But then, of course, his film scores are very, very different, you know, so that's another thing. And I think that, for me, Kurt Weill's music, I mean, it's been fascinating working on Mahogany, because I had a completely new piece for me, and I mean, I came without any kind of preconceived ideas about how the piece should go when I'm working as a conductor with opera singers. I mean, the whole point is that we're all a team, and then we have to produce the end result, which, of course, is the performance. What I like, of course, I mean, there's, you know, Mahogany, of course, is mainly, you know, songspiels. There's 20 different songs and so on. And I have my favourites, and maybe I have my least favourites, but the score is so full of very interesting things. I mean, there's a lot of Stravinsky, there's a lot of Bach influences in this score, and there's a lot of jazz. So I try to extract all of these different elements. I mean, the rhythm, of course, is very important, and, you know, it's my job to, you know, work with the orchestra when I was rehearsing with them to get that, to extract that. And, of course, let's not forget, of course, the language, which is something completely different, because I'm not a natural German speaker. So that was something I had to learn to incorporate into the performance as well. So that affected things like tempi and all sorts of different things, but fascinating.
So what does new music theatre mean to you? Because this festival is about new music theatre, and Mahogany is also in that.
Well, you know, it's a complex thing, because, I mean, new music now, I mean, if you think of, you know, a lot of contemporary music, for me, Messiaen is like a great sort of hero of the 20th century. I mean, he had his own individual style, and so, but then there are other composers which followed him, like Boulez, for instance. And I mean, it's a completely different idiom, and I'm coming from a school of harmony and rhythm and melody, and so I find that if music doesn't really contain this, then I don't really understand it in some way. Or it's not that I'm not saying understanding it, it's just that I don't really identify with it so much, because I mean, I need to have a sort of harmonic basis and some rhythmic energy, and I need a melody. You know, that's the language then makes sense to me. But when it comes out as being very kind of, you know, avant-garde, and, you know, as I always say, I've heard this performance three times, first, last, and never again. You know, that's a kind of, you know, maybe short-sighted way of looking at it. But I mean, I think that everybody, I think, is always coming from that, from a kind of harmony, rhythm, and melody. So we need this. The language has to have some kind of shape and colour to it.